poppin'? Welcome back to the Level the Fuck Up podcast. I'm Cass.
And I'm Tay. We're your hosts, your guides, and your sisters on this journey.
Level the Fuck Up is not just about leveling up in life and business. It's about meeting yourself exactly where you are, holding space, getting curious, owning your shit, and believing you have all it takes to create a life you're proud of.
Our conversations are a safe space with a little form and a lot of flow, with a tribe that supports the calling that we have deep within us to expand, to transform, and to grow. Let's dive in, baby.
Hello, beautiful humans. What is poppin'? Welcome to Level the Fuck Up. Today, we are going to be diving into our next retreat location. Guys, we are litty freaking titty about this one. We've been saying that we are going to go to this location for years now, actually. And it's been something that's been on our board for a while. It's a big shot. And it is a life retreat. Y'all, we are going to Bali. You're coming with us. Let's go. We're going to Bali, Indonesia.
Bali, baby. We're going February. To Bali. What? What?
So life. Excited. Yeah, it's going to be so amazing, y'all. We are just so excited to really give y'all what you've been asking for. Y'all are always like, oh, you guys always do these photography retreats. When are you going to have a life one? It's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've had one. It's been about a year and a half, and we're really excited to provide this experience for you. If you've seen the marketing, you have seen the house we are staying in. My jaw has never dropped so far to the ground as it has with this location.
Truly, it feels like if you were to be going on Love Island, but for yourself. You know what I mean? Like,
literally,
you are going to Love Island in a villa. It's a fucking villa, like a pool, the inside. It's like an indoor outdoor vibe. I mean, we are going to be getting a private chef. Like, the interior of this home is the most relaxing, zen, just kind of spirit. You just feel it. Like, it's just spiritual. And we are just so excited to finally do a life retreat with you guys. Like, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people almost get confused when we're like, oh, we do photo and life. They're like, wait, what?
They're like, what are you doing? And we're like, oh yeah, and we're life and business coaches and photographers. What's poppin'? We're creating our own, like, literal identity, LOL.
Literally, I know.
The last podcast. But yeah, this is our job. And Taylor, for those of you that don't know, Taylor and I are both life coaches. We have been for years now. And we have always hosted a life retreat and a photography retreat. Photography is kind of taken the forefront. We've done a lot of photography ones this year. Mm-hmm. But we're ready to bring back the life ones because there's just so much value in it. And mm-hmm. I'm excited to just dive into what that looks like. So Tay, tell us what we are going to do.
Well, we are going to be flying into Bali, Indonesia. You will be 15 minutes away from the airport. It'll be a long travel day, but you'll be checking in with us. You're going to feel the cool breeze on your face. We are so close to the beach, too. We are like just a hop, jump, and a skip away. And it is just, it's going to be just like amazing, aligned women on the same wavelength. You're going to come and just be so welcome. It's going to be a trip of really self-care and self-love and just to really, really be intentional to like just almost just like realign yourself. There's going to be ceremonies that are going to be like very cultural to Bali, and we're going to probably do like two of those. We're going to dive into really just deep kind of questions and journaling and meditation and all the yoga and really connecting like mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of vibe that we really want out of this retreat. We want to limit the noise. It's going to be in February. So we thought by choosing February, it'll be beginning of the year. You're feeling fresh, but you're also feeling like, oh, I need a little bit of warmth in my life and a reset to really be so intentional with who I want to be this year, how I want to show up, what kind of mom do you want to be? What kind of wife do you want to be? What kind of sister do you want to be? And really, like, in order to be any of those things that you want to be in this life, you really do have to nurture this relationship with yourself. Like, I've said it before and I'll say it again, but you are the longest relationship you've ever had and you ever will continue to have. And that relationship with ourselves, I think, gets put on the back burner so often in life. We get into the hustle and bustle. We have to make everyone else happy around us. We have so much noise. There's so much stuff that we're filling our brains with, overconsumption. We're overwhelmed all the time. Like, when's the last time you really felt 24 hours of pure peace and bliss? When's the last time that you were just able to really sit with your own thoughts and, like, enjoy them and enjoy that place upstairs and, you know, really, like, hold space for it, get curious, work through some of those thoughts or those limiting beliefs or those just, you know, negative thought loops? Like, that's what this is going to be about, is really coming back to yourself. Like, I think we've kind of, like, prefaced this entire era of this as, like, finding ourselves. And whether or not you have found yourself or you are still searching or you just need to come back to yourself, in any of those, like, it's about really coming back and connecting to your, like, spirit and your, and aligning all of, it's going to sound hippy dippy, but this is what this is about, like, your chakras, healing your energy, inviting Reiki into, Cass is Reiki certified, praise, she will be healing all of your beautiful energies.
Healing.
and we're just so excited to create this space and time for women who really do need this. Cass and I always talk about how this really isn't at all something about us. It's really just being, like, a vessel and a kind of a down, like, we're just receiving a download from God, source, universe, that is telling us that we are called to lean in to do this and to create a space for other women. And we have done it before, and it has been honestly life-altering for us and for attendees. And so we're just so excited to, like, actually go to Bali in a bucket list place, because we were going to go there. So we were both going to go there in, what, November of, I don't know, like 2 years ago.
Throwback. Yeah, like 2020. Yeah.
Like, we, like, paid our deposits. Like, we were going to go to this kind of, like, retreat vibe life coaching thing. And it just ended up getting canceled, and it just wasn't the time frame, but we always wanted to fucking go, like, always. And so it wasn't aligned then, but it is aligned now, and
it is aligned.
You can come with us.
You are coming with us. If you've never been to a retreat, when I say this is a life-changing experience, I mean it. And it truly is something that I think everyone should experience in their lifetime. And like Taylor said, this is going to be a find yourself time. And I think the beautiful part of that is we're all in different seasons of that. And you either, like she said, you're, like, either finding yourself, you're refinding yourself, you're taking time for yourself. We are always on a journey of understanding who we are and who our soul is and what it wants at all times. There's never going to be a point where you're like, okay, I'm at the top of the mountain, I'm right where I want to be. Like, I feel as though this will be a continual journey, specifically for Tay and I. Like, I know we'll attend retreats till we're like fucking 90. We will be in the personal development world. We will have life coaches. It's a part of life that truly is one of the biggest joys in my life. And I just can't wait to share that with you guys. We will be doing, like, deep dives of meditation, manifestation. I will be performing Reiki. There will be massages. There's a spa room. The yoga room is just insanity. Like, the yoga that we're about to throw down, or just even stretch, or just lay there, whatever you want to do. There's just going to be so many different elements to this. We're going to create space for morning routines. We're going to create space for you guys to journal, to really understand how to add these habits that we have into our life, into your own. We're also going to deep dive into specific personal development topics. So I will be doing specific topics and Taylor will be doing specific topics as well. We like to lean into what the group needs with that. So just to give some examples of that, like we could dive into confidence, we could dive into self-love, we could dive into creating boundaries in your life, all the way to like health. Like there's so many different topics that we can dive into, and really just understanding what you guys need from us and creating space for you guys to have those deep and thoughtful conversations, create that space for you to slow down, unplug, recharge. Like I want you to think of yourself as typically at the end of the year, you know, we kind of like go through Christmas and Thanksgiving and we're moving a lot and there's lots going on and then it's the new year pop off, but we're tired. Like there's a lot going on in that season. January, you're ready to like, you know, start the new year's resolution, start the new habits, kick ass, take names, and you're ready to set those goals and be the person you want to be. They say new year, new you, you know, it's not something I think you can always do that. But at the end of the day, we all feel that in that season, it's what the messages we see online or in the news. So February is a really great time to think of yourself almost as like, this is like your time to, you're the battery and you get to recharge it. You get to decide how charged and how fuel and how peaceful you feel in 2024. And mm-hmm. we want to create that space for you to really use this time to transform into who you want to become, who you are becoming. And this is just a step in that direction. Yes. We love people that come alone. Like if you're coming alone, I promise you won't feel alone. People do it all the time at our retreats. Actually, it's probably the majority of our people. I think it's a really great opportunity to get out of your comfort zone. If you have been saying, I want a new circle, I want better women friends, this is your fucking spot. I promise you, you will leave with a bestie for the restie. If you want to come with some of your best friends, you're more than welcome to. We encourage that. We love that. We will put you out of your comfort zone. We will put you in groups so that way you're kind of connecting with other people and other women to learn from. And that's the beauty of it. But the other piece to that that I was going to say, and like, you know, when you're just talking so fast and then you lose it in your mind, but it was there. But yeah.
I feel like, too, there's so many times you see a trip or a spot that you really want to go to in your life. And I feel like sometimes it's like you think that you're always going to have another opportunity to go, or you're like, oh, like, yeah, like that's somewhere that I really want to go. But it just, you know, I just can't make that happen this year. That's fair. But I think that I just want to put it on your heart to like let this speak to you of this could be the perfect opportunity for you that you need to really just like change your life. Like, and I know that that's a big statement, but I think that there's so many things in what we see that we want to attend, but we hold ourselves back. We give ourselves excuses. We make up the most valid justification as to why something won't work for us. But I just want to just nudge you into, you never know like when you're going to die. Like I've had so many people in my life so close to me that have died and we were going to go on a trip like 2 months later. It's like, you never fucking know when you or a loved one is going to pass away. And the best part of like getting to know yourself deeper in this lifetime, like really going deeper with your soul, experiencing other cultures, experiencing connections that really bond so much deeper when you go on a travel trip and you leave the country, like the amount of like the bonds that you have to these, like to sisters, like it's truly like sisterhood, that you will connect with. It's like a movie. It really is, because the feeling when you leave your comfort zone and you leave that environment that's like been obviously like so safe to you, and you give yourself other possibilities to look towards, and like you told yourself like, I was going to make this happen. You made it happen for yourself, and you kind of believe like more is you're capable of anything. Like you're limitless, like life is limitless. That is truly what travel and going somewhere like this, but having an entire group and squad and tribe of women to do it with, so that you like can feel safe in that, and you can feel like you can kind of self-explore and go travel, it's literally the perfect opportunity to go. And I just really wanted to just like say that in a way where you never know when the next opportunity is to go somewhere like this. And if it is on your heart, if Bali's ever been on your bucket list, like, fucking come.
Mm-hmm. Send it. Also, yeah. There is no age limit for this. LOL. We literally love, and we, every time we have retreats, we have somebody that is all the way from, we've had 18 years old to 55 years old. And that is a beautiful aspect of these retreats, is being able to be surrounded by so many different types of women and in so many different walks of life that you get to learn from. So don't ever question if you're too young or too old. I literally was telling my mom about this retreat, and she was like, awesome, like, so excited for you, da da da. We get off the phone, it's like an hour later, she texts me and she was like, would it be like weird if I paid to like attend the retreat? And I was like, no, send it. And she's like,
come, Mama Jules.
Yeah, she's like, I think I might bring one of my best friends. And I was like, okay. So know that is out there. Like, if you want to bring your mom, like, this is something we've never experienced before, of like somebody bringing their mom. But I think that would be so cool. It's so powerful. And thinking of it in a way that is a bonding experience, getting to grow together. You're never too old to learn and grow and find yourself as well. It's such a beautiful element in this life, and we just really want to make this possible for you guys. And that's why we've announced it so early, is so that you guys can do the payment plans and really instill this in your life to make it possible for you. And that way, you know, you feel as though you're investing in something that you are A, proud to invest in, but then also B, feel comfortable in doing, and just knowing it's possible for you. And there's no better investment than in yourself, and that's what this is. And it's going to be a beautiful journey. We will go on specific adventures and different hikes and different things, and feeding the elephants. And there's going to be an aspect of that as well that we will get to do. But at the end of the day, this is your retreat. This is your time. This is for you. And so you get to choose what you attend and what you don't attend. If you want to sit by the pool, you can do that. If you want to go do yoga for 2 hours, you can do that. Like, whatever your jam is, you get to do. We will give a guideline of an itinerary that lays out just different things that you can attend while you're there. But if you just want to chill on some of those days and times, you're more than welcome to. And we're just really excited to A, meet you, but B, also pour into you and for you to pour into others.
Let's go to Bali. Let's connect to ourselves. Let's show up for ourselves, invest in ourselves, and experience a life-changing location and culture, and build sisters that will last a lifetime.
Sisters of the Traveling Pants in Bali. Yay! 2024.
I'm just so excited, honestly, like, be the most zen baby Buddha of all time with y'all. Being so zen and meditative and off of our phones and just unplugged, truly. It's gonna be the best.
Turn up, drop in the link. You'll see it in our website and our stories. Head to the link, apply, and we can't wait to see you.
Can't wait. Bye.